Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning, Chicago. Happy Monday. It is Gabe and Nina. And a shout out to everybody out there that's, despite this crappy weather we're about to have today, still working hard out there.
Well, forget that. Make sure you're still out there being good.
That's right. We're gonna keep you connected. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it is time for the top six at six.
Number six.
Gosh, I try not to talk about my daughter during this moment, but I just love her so much. She's such a turkey. She's just like the cutest little turkey that ever did exist. We had her outside yesterday. We went downtown. Sometimes you just need to go for a walk.
Of course.
And it's so hot. It was so hot. I mean, uncomfortably hot. I was sweating. Yeah. I felt like I was musty in real time. It was crazy. And then I looked and I'm like, babe, should we get the baby in the car? Should we put her in the AC? Because this seems kind of crazy. She's like, nah, she should be fine. 2 seconds later, straight up Puerto Rican baby was asleep in the damn hottest, most humid day we've had this year. Asleep.
She's like, this is perfect. Let me just go ahead and take a nap real quick. That's funny.
And then Nicole is like, is she dead? No. I'm like, babe, she's sleeping. She's like, but it's hot outside. I'm like, first mom problems is what's going on right there. But anyway, I just want to say she's just the turkiest turkey. And it's like, people aren't lying when they say they make you feel better. And not in like a, like, that's a crutch to feel better. It's just like, you know, throughout the day, most people have crappy moments. And it's hard to be in a crappy mood when your little chuleta is just looking at you anyway. It's all good.
Number five.
Okay, so I've been setting traps all weekend long. So I told you, I think it was like last week, I opened my door. I like to leave it open so I can get air to circulate through my apartment. And in doing that, now it feels like my place is infested with stupid fruit flies. It's so frustrating when these little things just like land on you and they're just so hungry all the time. So this morning, I know this is kind of disgusting, but the trap that I set is a little apple cider vinegar. And then you put in a little dish soap because, you know, they're attracted to the apple cider vinegar, but the dish soap is what kills them. So I came out this morning and I looked at my little trap and there's so many. I caught a whole bunch today, which was very exciting, but there's still so many. So I got to set some more traps. If you have any tips on how to get rid of fruit flies, let your girl know.
Yeah. Do you have any fruit in your house?
I did. I had some bananas out. So I put them away now, but
yeah, the bananas, they will hatch eggs continuously. Whoa. Yeah. Oh. Continuously. Oh. Just be all up in your house. So
how do I get them out?
I'm not taking a shot at you or your place. I'm just talking. I'm only saying this based off of my friends that work in the restaurant industry. When we go to bars and there's fruit flies, they are so disgusted because they think that fruit flies are solely because of uncleanliness. So they are like, let's get out of this bar. They don't wipe down things. They don't clean properly because if you did, you'd never have fruit flies. So all I would say is just make sure you're wiping down your countertops. You know what I mean? Being, I don't know, extra vigilant about that.
Oh my God. Yes, yeah. I have. So.
Okay. Well, fruit fly.
I'm not dirty though.
No.
Number four.
No. It's the summer. They come up everywhere.
Oh,
all right. So they did a survey about the greatest boy band songs of all time.
Oh, great.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what is number one. I'll just play that for you in a second. But it's not Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. So that's what I'll tell you right there. Now, I will ask you this, and this is a question that I have for you, Nina.
Okay.
Who do you, what, which of the two of those boy bands do you think song appeared first on the list? You know what I'm saying? Like if let's just say
Backstreet Boys.
Okay, that's what you think. Okay, hang on a second. Here's this medley. Oh, Michael Jackson. Give me one more chance. Number one song.
Okay.
Number two. Oh, I'm not gonna play it.
You can't even see me. I'm dancing right now alone.
Oh, okay, that's the number one song. The number two song was Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Oh my gosh, so, great song.
I know. Wouldn't that suck? Let's say you're waking up this morning and you're AJ McLean or whatever, right? And you're waking up this morning, your whole career has been overshadowed. Well, majority of your career has been overshadowed by NSYNC. And then all of a sudden this stupid list comes out and it's like, yeah, none of your songs are good enough. It's just
even though you guys are still out here, they're the ones that are out here still touring. Backstreet Boys are still putting in work and new songs and stuff. That would be frustrating.
And then you know, just like naturally people are haters. So you know they hated Bye 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 and thought that was such a stupid song. You know they did. They're like, Bye Bye Bye? That's so stupid.
They probably did. And do you think that's one of those moments, like if anybody ever puts the song on when they're out, they're just kind of like, ooh, I 100%. Gotta go.
100%. Yeah. Or if anything Justin Timberlake related, they're just like, I can't even
I gotta go.
Their daughters pull out troll dolls and they hate them.
Number four.
The worst thing ever. Or number three, right?
Number three.
That's probably so true. Okay, this is actually kind of a sweet story. So a woman lost her teddy bear, and Ryan Reynolds is helping her find it. Now, it's a special teddy bear. She's a grown woman. She's 28 years old. She's moving, and she had a bag outside of her U-Haul that had this teddy bear.
Yeah.
The reason why it's so special is because it had one of the voices in it, and it was of her mother who had passed. So she had posted that she's trying to recover this teddy bear because of the sentimental value, and Ryan Reynolds' sweetheart, this happened in Vancouver, by the way, saw it and is now also on this train saying that he will give anybody that finds this teddy bear $5,000 so she can have her bear back. I mean, that's pretty good incentive. I mean, hopefully it works.
I'm an idea person. I have idea bubbles. And for me, when I think about that situation and I think about the amount of money he's willing to invest, I'm like, there's all this like deep fake technology, right? And I'm sure there's a ton of videos of her mom and her voice. And I'm sure there's some way they can like put those into a computer system and then have that recreate the line or some lines with the mom's voice. And I'm sure, you want to know how much that probably costs? $5,000. Something to think about.
Like worst case scenario, yes. So she still has that. But in the meantime, there still might be a chance that this thief sees it and is like, oh, maybe I should have a nice heart and give the bear back.
Nina, would you rather have a bear with the lines that it had when you bought it or a new bear with a bunch of lines in there that are different?
I don't know. I'd want my original bear.
Nah, not me. If I can deep fake my mom into saying a bunch of things, be like, come here, you little turkey. That would make me so much happier.
You need to get Whitney
number
one.
Two.
Whitney needs a bear that says, you little turkey.
That's all she needs is more of me in her ear right now. All right, number two story, Nina. So I know you were concerned about this festival happening and not happening, but it's actually going to happen. It is the Texas Testicle Festival.
Oh, thank goodness. It's still around.
Like it's because they're not oysters. They're bull testicles. I cut them off fresh this morning.
So it is a festival in Texas that it's all testicles and cuisines from different countries that use testicles inside of them. So just so you know, in case all the people that were at the edge of their seats, like, yo, is this really going to go down? Nina, it is happening full effect. Get your flights ready.
I'm so relieved. I don't know what I would have done without my Rocky Mountain oyster.
Just make sure you bring some back for me so that I can.
Number one.
That's the number one reason why I would never be on one of those shows like Fear Factor.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel like I could win Fear Factor, except when they brought out the food and it'd be like, you know, bull testicles. And I'd be like, raw bull testicles.
Brains.
All right, number one, Nina, what we got over there?
No weird meats. However, Gabe, I think you would definitely be into this. How do you feel about a World Beer Pong League? So, leave it to Post Malone, who has decided to put this whole thing together. They've actually already filed for all kinds of trademarks, and he's legit trying to make this a competition.
Yeah.
So, much like all of the other competitions we see, ping pong, all of that, if you're good at beer pong, I mean, you could maybe get in on this. I don't know how they're going to do the teams or what that is, but it's a thing.
I mean, listen, I think that when you're high, as often as Post Malone is, and you're in a quarantine with no sports, and then you say to yourself, man, you know what would be socially distance acceptable is a beer pong league.
But then I believe
when you go into it, though, Nina, it's like, that's not a good idea.
Why wouldn't it be a good idea? I can 100% see this working. I can see people watching it.
What channel are people watching this on?
I don't know. Post Malone probably could buy his own channel if he really wanted to. But why wouldn't you? I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, ask how, you know the game Bags or Cornhole or whatever?
Yeah.
Ask how many people are watching that on ESPN.
Wait, why is that on ESPN?
Exactly, because there's no sports on. Because people had an idea when they were high.
Oh my God.
More fun on the way. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Monday, guys. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is 6:20 a.m. And so just get your brain flowing because we're about to play our game, TBT, Throwback Trivia.
That's right. We're going to give you a question about a movie, a song, and a TV show, and then we're going to find out how old school you really are.
Love it.
Like, do you know the answer to this question? In the 2012 movie Pitch Perfect, Anna Kendrick stars as Becca, who's the new girl that joins a competitive all-female a cappella singing group. But what is the name of the singing group?
Ooh, interesting. Okay, I'm trying to think if I remember. I don't.
Have you seen that movie? Did you see it?
Yeah. Isn't that the one where they do the cups? Till I'm gone. I'm gone.
Yeah.
All right. 877-591-9696. Do you know the name of the a cappella group that was in the movie Pitch Perfect? All right. We're going to give you that question and two others. Call us up right now to play 877-591-9696. It's TBT with Gabe and Nina on B96. Feel by the wayside. Hey, Margarita, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it is time to play TBT. Nina's going to give you a question about a song, a movie, and then a TV show. You just got to see how old school you are. Nina.
I'm ready. Okay. Margarita, do you know the answer to this question? You just heard it. In the 2012 movie Pitch Perfect, Anna Kendrick stars as Becca, who's the new girl that joins a competitive all-female a cappella singing group. What is the name of the group?
All right, Becca, what is it?
Are you asking me, Margarita?
Sorry. Yes, Margarita, what is it?
All right. Is it the Bellas? The Acapellas?
It is the Bellas. All right.
The Bellas.
That's what it is. Kicking it off strong, Margarita. This question is also for you, Margarita. Okay. This fantasy adventure drama TV show first aired in 2011. In the mysterious town of Storybrooke, there's a real Prince Charming and a real Snow White that have a daughter named Emma Swan.
What is the name of the show?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, neither do I.
Guys, Once Upon a Time. You know, they had all of the characters from the Disney. It's okay. It's actually a very good show if you haven't seen it.
All right, question number three. Let's go.
I believe in you. Margarita, Eminem's song, Love the Way You Lie, came out in 2010. He collaborated with a B96 artist on that song. Who sings with him?
All right. Who did he collaborate with on that song, Margarita?
Rihanna?
Ooh.
Yes, it is,
good
Margarita.
Good job, Margarita.
Thank you.
You're almost all the way old school.
Where'd you buy your clothes when you were younger?
Well, back in 2011, I was living in Texas, so there was a lot of different stores than they have here in Michigan. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint an exact store. Maybe the Buckle.
Okay, well, the good thing is that your cowboy boots can be purchased anywhere.
Yeah.
Margarita, have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Keeping it real because they are Gabe and Nina, mornings on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is time for the lie detectors. And interested in catching somebody up in a lie today, we have Lisa joining the show. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Better than you. So who you think's been lying to you?
So I've been dating this guy for a couple months, and he came over this weekend, and then things were great. We made dinner, we had a great time, we were hanging out, and then things were getting hot and heavy, and then at about 1 in the morning, you know, things are going down, and then he pops up and looks at his phone, and he's like, oh, I have to go. And he leaves at like 1 in the morning, and I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I have to go walk my dog. And who walks your dog at 1 in the morning?
For people that do have dogs, this might be a thing. Has he done this before? Like, has he used his dog as a reason why he's had to leave?
No, not at all. And the fact that it happened, like, after he looked at his phone,
yeah,
seemed really weird to me.
That's shady. All right, Nina, where do you think initial thoughts, he possibly could be going at 1 in the morning?
I mean, initial thoughts, I think he could be walking his dog. But why he had to look at his phone first, Lisa, is a great point. I don't know. Was he, like, in a relationship and you're a side chick? Like, that would be the only thing I would think of.
That's what I'm worried about.
Okay, let me ask you this, Lisa. How long you guys been talking for now?
It's been, like, a couple months, maybe, like, 4 months.
Okay. How many times have you been to his house?
I've been there like a couple times, like once or twice.
Okay. Did you see any female pillows?
Right, so he doesn't live with a girl.
Does he have throw pillows?
he doesn't have throw pillows.
Okay. I just,
what does that mean?
I mean, usually when a dude has like nice colored throw pillows, somebody always tells me that a girl put them there. So either she was there and left, or she's there and it's a secret.
Women are just...
I mean, listen, you
Oh, you look to the left? He must be cheating on you. It's like, what?
When you have things happen to you, you're just kind of like, ah.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Do you think he's cheating, Nina?
Looking at the phone and leaving immediately does set off an alarm with me.
So you don't think it has to do with the dog?
If it was, if there was no phone involved, the dog is legit. But because he looked at the phone, my alarm is going, wee, wee, wee.
All right.
What do you think?
You know, my initial thought is like, what guy who's about to hook up just leaves? I would have waited till I finished. You know what I'm saying? Hooking up or having the conversation, whatever they were doing. But I would have waited. I wouldn't have just left. So to me, it's kind of weird. So I think like it could be very possible that he, you know, just was like, he loves his dog. He loves his dog. Doesn't he, Lisa?
I hope he loves his dog.
Does he love his dog?
I mean, he loves his dog, but at 1 in the morning?
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, I have an idea I've concocted where I think we can get the truth out of him, Lisa. So just hang tight, okay?
Okay.
All right, when we come back 3 minutes from right now, I'm going to put on my building manager voice.
Everybody needs one of these.
We can catch him up in a lie. Don't go anywhere. 3 minutes from right now, it's Gabe and Nina, B96. Gabe and Nina, we're back. We have Lisa on the line who is concerned that the guy she's dating might be lying to her about his whereabouts. He left abruptly at 1 in the morning, but to go walk his dog seems like a chivalrous thing to do.
After he looked at his phone and then got up and walked.
Was he supposed to just walk away and not look at his phone?
I mean, maybe.
Is he lying or not? We're about to find out right now. Lisa, hang on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hello?
Yes, I'm looking for Mr.
This is Mr.
Hey, how's it going? This is Mike. I'm actually calling from apartments. I'm the building manager there, and I just wanted to speak to you about some issues that we're having in the building. Specifically, there's been some complaints about your dog.
You've been complaints about my dog?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of dogs in the building. And sometimes, you know, when it's one complaint, we try to just tell the other owners to, hey, just, you know, hold back and see if we can make the adjustment. But there's been several complaints about your dog, specifically in the overnight hours. It seems as though...
What are the complaints? Yeah. What complaints in the overnight hours?
Just that the dog's been barking and, you know, that you have them out in the common areas. And specifically what the complaint has been overnight. This weekend, we actually got 3 complaints that your dog was... barking overnight, just being loud in the common areas.
I mean, I didn't have him out in the common areas this weekend overnight.
Okay, I have Ms. Johnson in apartment 403. She was the first one to complain. It was roughly like around 1 in the morning.
When?
The complaint just says over the weekend, 1 in the morning.
It's 1 in the morning over the weekend? I mean, I was not around at 1 in the morning over the weekend taking my dog out, so no. Somebody else's dog, I guess.
Okay, well, it wasn't just one complaint, Ben. There were several complaints about this dog.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't let him out over the weekend at night, so, I mean, it's definitely not my dog.
Really? That's so weird, because you left my house Friday night to go let your dog out.
What?
Ben!
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, it's B96. This is not the management company.
Sorry, it's Gabe and Nina.
What is this?
Where did you go?
So, we're a morning show here at B96 in Chicago, you know, the beautiful city that you lived in, and Lisa actually called us up because... she's concerned about your whereabouts over the weekend. You said you went to go walk your dog, but you just said you didn't have your dog out over the weekend.
I thought it was the building management. I was just didn't want to get in trouble.
Lisa.
Did you really?
So convenient. Now you walked your dog over the weekend. Like, where did you go? Like, who walks their dog at 1 in the morning?
Someone who hasn't been home for 12 hours and realizes their dog is going to all over the floor and it's going to be really uncomfortable.
But Ben, you just said that you weren't
with your dog and you didn't take him out at all this weekend.
Well, if the building management company called you about something you were doing, people were complaining about, wouldn't you make up a lie?
No, I would probably
I'm
just sorry.
Tell the truth. Where did you go? Just tell the truth.
Pretty weird that you're... I went home to walk my dog.
That's an uncomfortable laugh right there, Ben. Listen, I think it's important to be honest. If you don't want to, it's not like this is your girlfriend. This is somebody you're just dating. I mean, it's really cool to just be honest, you know? Just
where
like,
did you go, Ben?
I told you. I went home to walk my dog.
Okay, how about this?
I looked at the time.
She said you looked at your phone. You're telling me you looked at the time. You didn't get like a text message from another girl. You didn't get some kind of nothing.
That's what this is about.
Well, what else would it be about, Ben?
My dog didn't text me either. I just realized the time and went home and walked the dog.
This guy's ridiculous.
I'm really like not into this anymore. It's only been a couple months. Like, obviously you're a loser. You can't tell the truth. And also, if you are telling the truth, who leaves their dog alone for 12 hours
anyway?
Oh
my gosh. Okay, guys, no, that's it. That's it. Hang on one second. Oh, Nina, that guy might need some coffee for his head after that big lie he just told.
A lot of lies and a lot of coffee to fix that. Are you kidding?
If you want to hear the lie detectors, you can always check it out online. We have our podcast up at B96 Chicago and on the radio.com app. Nina, after this, we're going to go ahead and get people on for wake-up boards, okay?
Oh, I'm ready. All ladies, right. We're going to win, I believe.
We'll do it next. B96. Things got a little normal this weekend when we were watching baseball for the very first time.
Yeah, how did that feel?
I got to be honest. The first day, it felt weird because, like, nobody was there and it was actually a game that mattered. But then once you got, like, past the weekend, they started, injecting a little bit of the crowd noise. But just enough to where it didn't seem annoying. You know, it was more like a, like, white noise in the background as, like, a rumble.
I don't know why it's still so funny to me. Just the idea of the person sitting there pushing buttons that's either cheers or boos or, I mean, I don't know. It's funny.
You know, when so there was a point in time where I played the music and was, like, the, I don't know, in-game operator for the Bears, like, the music and stuff. Our boss
does that.
And so he was out for a couple of days. So I took over for him. And that's essentially exactly what you do. I mean, you're producing the game anyway. So for a man to push another button to be like some subtle crowd cheers, not a big deal at all. But needless to say, the Cubs had a great weekend. They won 2 out of 3, against the Milwaukee Brewers. The White Sox, not so good. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Minnesota Twins. However, Minnesota Twins are favored to, you know, go far in the playoffs. This is not a sports show. The point is that baseball is back and it's actually really exciting. There's tons of sports on. And then next weekend, basketball will be back, Nina. So,
oh my gosh, is your head going to explode? Because I feel like you've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Maybe not my head, maybe Nicole's head. Because I told her, I was like, babe, I told you I love sports. So if you think I'm watching sports now, like, it's going to be insane.
Just wait.
Well, we just needed some competition. That's what it is. And that's
for
why this game has been actually my godsend during this time of no sports. And the game is called Wake Up Wars. All right, guys. So you're in your car right now, and we're looking for two contestants. We need one male contestant. You, the guy that's driving to work right now. You want to test your brain. You want your neurotransmitters to start rapid firing. I need you to call us up right now, all right? The phone number is 877-591-9696.
I also need the lady. I need the lady that's feeling herself a little bit this morning that's like, yeah, I can win Wake Up Wars. Call now. Let's do this. Wake Up Wars. We're playing it next with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. It's Wake Up Wars on B96.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Happy Monday, everybody. It is time for Wake Up Wars. And representing for the gentlemen today, we got William. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on with y'all?
Chilling.
Oh, I love the energy, William. Let's see if Raven can bring it too. Raven is here representing for all of the ladies. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Let's go, ladies.
Whenever I hear somebody say woo woo, I think about Mike from what day is it? Mike. What day is it? Hump day.
Yeah.
Well, we're not there yet, guys, but we need to get ourselves there. So, who won on Friday, Nina?
The ladies. The ladies won.
There you go.
So, Raven,
no pressure.
No pressure. Do you want to go first or do you want to let William go?
I'll be nice and let William go first.
All right, Raven, hang on one second, okay?
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you.
No flirting. No flirting, William.
I like this guy.
She might be married. She might be married, unless you like him like that.
I'm not flirting.
You never know.
I'm just very polite.
Okay. You know what? That's what ladies say all the time. And they're like, men always try to holler at me. I wonder why. Because you're just very nice. That's why. All right, William, the way the game works is very simple. You're going to get three questions, okay? You're going to get one male question, one female question, then one Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory and for their entire gender. All right, so your first question is a female-centered one, and it goes like this. Make sure you play along in your car. This chain of beauty stores has everything from hair to makeup and skincare all in one place. Most of their storefronts of an orangish trim, and their headquarters is right in Bolingbrook. What is this chain of beauty stores called?
Sally Beauty Supply.
Good guess. All right, question number two, your male-centered question. This comic book character often gets confused for Spider-Man. I'm not sure why. His suit is black. Also, in 2018, Tom Hardy starred in a movie about him. What's the comic book character's name?
Venom.
Question number three is Chicagoland question. Comedian John C. Reilly was born right here in Chicago. Who is he? Well, in the movie Talladega Nights, he's one half of Shake and Bake. What other comedian starred in that movie?
Will Ferrell.
Nice job, William. Hang on one second, okay?
Shake and Bake.
All right.
Raven, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, Raven. William did a great job. He got two questions correct. So I believe you can do it. We just have a little work to do. Your first female-centered question is this. This chain of beauty stores has everything from hair to makeup and skincare all in one place. Most of their storefronts have an orangish trim, and their headquarters is right in Bolingbrook. What is this chain of beauty stores called?
Ulta.
Second question. This comic book character often gets confused for Spider-Man. Not sure why, his suit is all black. Also, in 2018, Tom Hardy starred in a movie about him. What's the comic book character's name?
Oh my gosh, this is the one I did not see.
It's okay, we can tie it up right now, okay?
Okay.
The Chicagoland question. Comedian John C. Reilly was born right here in Chicago. Who is he? In the movie Talladega Nights, he's one half of Shake and Bake. What other comedian starred in that movie?
Will Ferrell.
Good job, yeah, Raven. Hang on one second, okay?
We got it tied.
All right, William. Raven did pretty good. She got two questions correct as well, so we made it to the tiebreaker tune, okay?
All right,
we made it to the tiebreaker tune, so it's very simple. I'm going to tell you the name of a song. You're just going to tell me how long it is, all right?
All right.
Your song is by one of my favorite groups, One Direction, and it's called Story of My Life. Story of my life, I made some something, something, something. How long is that song?
I'm going to say 3 minutes, 26 seconds.
Okay, hang on one second.
Raven, we're at the tiebreaker tune, so that means we're going to tell you the name of a song, and you just have to tell us how long it is. The song is from One Direction, and it's called The Story of My Life. The Story of My Life. You know that song? How long is that song?
I'm going to say it is 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Ooh, Raven, he said 3 minutes and 26 seconds. The correct answer, 3 minutes and 37 seconds, meaning Raven pulls out the victory. Good job.
Congratulations.
Hey, William, you know what? You did a great job, man. Hold your head up high. Stick your chest out because you did a great job today. The answer to the questions, guys, number one, William, you got it wrong, but it was Ulta. Ulta is the name of that store.
Okay.
And the second one, the second one, the comic book character is Venom. Raven is Venom.
And then you guys both got it right. Will Ferrell was in Talladega Nights, Mr. and Mr. Shake and Bake. Guys, thanks so much for playing. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
Wake Up Force is brought to you by Dairy Queen. The new Oreo Fudge Brownie Blizzard Treat of the Month is here. Hurry in today. Happy, tastes good.
Oh, Nina, congratulations again. Glad you guys won.
Thank you. No problem. Can I just say it? Maneater Monday. Just saying.
Jeez. Well, they're going to keep the Women Winning continue. Our afternoon woman, Julia, will be on at 7:30 for a special surprise. B96, we are Gabe and Nina in the morning. It is 7:23 and just about a little over 12 hours from right now, we are going to see the debut of a brand new feature on B96. And to say what the name is, because it means nothing from if I say it, we have Julia from our afternoon show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so what's the name of this big feature we got going, this brand new feature at B96?
Yes, so it's called Julia's 7 at 7:30 playlist. You're going to hear it every night. It's 7 songs in a row, the most popular ones of the day. So you can throw it on while you're cooking, while you're sitting outside, while you're doing whatever. And it's just like a good vibe.
Now, Julia is still at her house right now, obviously. And I told her, I was like, this is all going to seem like a dream for you. You know, this is what happens when people are, they work in the afternoon and then they wake up in the morning. And she told me, Julia, what are you doing right now?
Oh, I'm literally laying in my bed with, like, my comforter wrapped around my face like E.T. Like, I am not awake.
Are your eyes even open? Because that's what
no.
I... Right, exactly.
No. Are you going back to bed after this? Is that the plan?
100%. If I were to get up right now and start doing stuff, like, my animals would be yelling at me. Like, why are you awake right now?
And then by 11 o'clock, you'll experience the drainage where you're like, what am I supposed to do with the rest of my day? It's 11 o'clock and I did everything. Julie, let me ask you this. What is your time like? What has your time been like since you've been here in Chicago and on B96?
That's amazing. I mean, it's so good to be on a station that just, like, everybody knows and everybody connects to. Like, I feel like the people of Chicago feel like it's their station in a way, which is a really cool thing.
Very well said. On the line right now, we got Julia, who does afternoons here at B96. She has a brand new feature called Julia's 7 at 7:30. I mean, how many brainstorming sessions did you guys have to come up with that?
Honestly, your playlist.
Honestly, it took a few weeks, which is.
I love it.
Hey, that's honesty, though. We like to tell you the truth.
But it always comes back, like, to just simplicity at the end. We're like, let's just tell them what it is. And I like the word playlist, though. That was, like, my one thing. I was like, the word playlist, I feel like, is very good because, like, people are what like to make those, but people are also lazy, and I'm talking about myself. So we have the playlist every night for you.
It's And usually a playlist is made, like, you know, with your own personal preferences. But this particular playlist, there's going to be input from everywhere, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, and one thing people always ask me is, like, what's popular right now? Like, what are you guys playing? Like, and it's always that every night. Like, what's popular right now? The hottest songs in Chicago every night.
What about, like, dedications? If somebody really wanted to give a special dedication during your playlist, are you in?
Oh, like at a skating party while you're, like, holding hands with your crush? Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling, the nostalgia of, like, the mixtape playlist. Yeah.
This one goes out to you.
Should be good. All right, so it will be happening 12 hours from right now. Julia's 7 at 7:30 playlist. Make sure you guys are here. Julia, thanks so much for joining us. We love having you as a part of the station.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Go back to sleep, girl.
Yeah, I know, right? Pet your cat
Her cat's name is Ludacris.
That's what I meant.
It's Ludacris.
I couldn't remember the cat's name. All right.
Pet Ludacris.
That's at 7:30 this evening on B96. You guys hear the dog barking in the background? It is Gabe and Nina. No, that's not either one of us. That dog bark actually belongs to a friend of mine named James. James, welcome to the show. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Okay. Hi, James.
Now, if you weren't on the show 2 weeks ago, on this very same Monday, we had a conversation about my friend James, who told his girl, gave him an ultimatum and was like, hey, man, we're either going to get a baby or a dog. And then he didn't want either one of those, but he settled in on a dog. But then he told his girl, and this was the conversation we had. He's like, hey, listen, you could have the dog, but let's make this very clear. I'm not going to be taking care of the dog. So then we asked the audience, you guys in the car, we said, is my friend going to end up taking care of this dog at some point? And every single person that called in was like, absolutely, he is going to be taking care of this dog. And I was like, okay.
Fall in love with it.
Right. And then so a week later, I'm chilling at my house, and my girl comes in and she's like, hey, did you see that James got the dog? I was like, he did what? And then all of a sudden I start talking to James, and now James, your new addition to the family, is what kind of dog?
He's actually a Chihuahua Pomeranian mix.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you take me off a speakerphone, bro? I know you're laying in bed with...
With the dog.
With the dog and your head on the pillow. So, okay, what's the name of the dog?
We actually picked... can you hear me a little better? I'm on my Bluetooth.
Nah, I prefer you pick me up on your actual hand.
Hold on,
James works for Verizon, so he should know how the clarity of phones work.
Right, and how all of, my plugs.
Oh, that's what it is. All right, so what'd you name the dog?
So we actually ended up naming him Post Malone. So
Post Malone.
Or Posty for short.
Just
James,
like the real
guy. Right. James, did you hear what you just said? We actually named the dog. So it's already started.
You should have heard the runners up. They weren't very good.
I like the runners up. Now, this is the thing. James came to me and he's like, Gabe, what do you think I should name the dog? You think I should name it Keef? Or what was the other one?
It was Keef or Gunna.
Gunna. And I was like, okay, not Gunna for sure. This is Chicago. Don't do that. Terrible idea. But I said, Keef, you know, like Chief Keef. I said, that's a great idea, especially because it's unique and no one's ever thought of it. And then all of a sudden, I see the social media post and I see Post Malone. And I'm like...
Well, how many dogs do you know named Post Malone? Like, that's new to me.
So, like, the process actually came from the downstairs neighbors. So, they're like, if you can't think of a name, give it a couple days and see how he kind of, like, reacts and, like, how his behaviors. So, they gave us an example that one of their family members had a real jumpy dog and they ended up naming him Jordan. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Oh, that's actually pretty... That's a pretty good one. That one surprised me.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, now, James, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. You said you didn't want a damn dog. You got one. Then you said you weren't going to take care of it. Have you been taking care of the dog?
Oh, I've been taking care of him all weekend.
Oh, my
God. Obviously. We told you. Oh, my God. Do you kind of love Posty now, though, James? Like, you're kind of in, aren't you?
I have to be. I mean, like, she has to go to work during most of the, like, she's been working weekends recently.
Oh, my
God. Now it's like, it's all me.
This is a lesson to all the gentlemen that are out there, and ladies for that matter. When you think you're not going to have any part of a particular something that is going to be in your house, know that that is a lie. You are telling yourself an absolute lie because you are going to be roped into this thing. Now, here's the number one thing, Nina, that throws me off with this whole thing, because he said he didn't want a dog or a baby. He didn't want to take care of the dog. And then I go on his social media and I watch a story, and it's like you're whoring the dog out for social media attention. He got videos.
It's just the first day.
Exactly.
Oh, you're a proud dad already, a dog dad.
Little Post Malone is like licking on James's face, and he's all in the video like, my new best friend's licking him.
You and Post Malone, your best friends. See, James, this is just the beginning. I can't wait till next year when we're celebrating your baby on the way.
Oh, man. You guys are wishing that on me. All right.
James said he's going to. So what we would do is when James and his girl would come over, we would, you know, sit in the backyard, socially distance. And then I would, like, you know, put the baby up so that his girl could see it. And I'd be like, isn't she beautiful? You guys should have one. So now, now James is like, Gabe, I'm going to send a text message to Nicole every day of a picture of a dog. So
my dog. Extremely cute poses and outfits, just to make sure to make you're gonna get a dog too, man.
I bet. I hope not.
Your dad crew turns into the dog and dad crew, or the baby crew.
Hard pass on that one. All right, James. I know you got to go walk the dog, so I'll let you go so you can go do what you got to do. All right.
Thanks
for checking in with us. Oh man, if you want to check out the video, or excuse me, a picture of the dog, I'll be sure to go ahead and post that up at Chicago_Gabe. All right. It begs a very important question, Nina.
Okay.
You know, because they got the dog after the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that there's so many people that have dogs going into a relationship. And I wonder, like, which one's more difficult to handle? You know what I'm saying? You kind of adopting a dog or you guys getting one at the same time? So here's what I want you guys to do. The phone number here is 877-591-9696. You're in a relationship. You have a dog. But I want to know, did the pet come before or after the relationship? All right. Did you guys get the dog before you guys got together? Or did you guys get together and then act like it was a child, like my friend James? All right. 877-591-9696. Did the pet come before or after the relationship? We'll take your calls next. It's B96. All right. 877-591-9696. The question is, did you guys have a pet before the relationship? Like, did you already have a dog and then you guys got into a relationship? Or did you guys get a dog together when the relationship had already started? 877 877- 591-9696. We got Jackie in Humble Park. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you guys? Hi.
Good.
I actually had two dogs before I met my boyfriend, and then I had to move in with him temporarily because they were going to do work on my apartment. And he was not happy. He was like, they're on all the furniture. There's hair everywhere. I'm like, well, you got to accept me with both my dogs.
So are you guys still?
I ended up actually staying. Yeah, we're still together. Staying permanently. And we got a cat.
Nina, this is exactly what we talk about, where an individual says, man, these dogs are all over my couches. Something's got to give. And then.
But your boyfriend loves them now.
Well, the one that's got to give in is your boyfriend. Yeah, of course.
I have so many pictures of them napping together. Like, he complained for like a whole year, and then it just was like, oh, these are like our children.
Jackie, let me ask you this. Were you nervous?
They just know.
Were you nervous having two pets knowing he wasn't necessarily a fan of them?
Yeah, a little bit, but I knew, like, I wasn't going to give up my pets. I had them before him, and I used to tell him all the time, these were here before you. Like, they're my best friends. They're not going anywhere.
I cannot.
You're a package. You guys are a package deal. He knew what he was getting. Now he's happy.
That's such a tough thing. I mean, have you dated people with pets before, Nina?
Yeah. So one of my boyfriends, actually, he had this cat that he loved very much, and I basically was there all the time. And me and this cat had this really love-hate relationship. The cat's name was Busta. So then me and Busta start getting really, really attached until one night this cat decided to just scratch the heck out of me. And I still have a scar like on my bicep right now from Busta. So I'll remember him forever. But so when we broke up, like, I mean, it was no question. The cat was his. But for a while, man, like these animals are like kids. You get attached.
What do you mean when we broke up? Well, the cat is his. Like, there was some kind of conversation about who should have the cat.
No, but like when I was with him, I was taking care of that cat. I was making sure that cat was fed and cleaned, and I would take it places, and I would take care of that cat sometimes more than he did. So obviously the cat was his, but what are you doing when I'm there? You just think you don't have to feed your cat?
Thanks for the call, Jackie. I appreciate it. You're right. I hear you. All right. 877-591-9696. The question still remains. Did you guys have your dogs before you got in the relationship, or did the pet come after you guys were already together? All right. 877-591-9696. Oh, look, Post Malone, just like the dog. It's B96. Erica, good morning. All right. So did you have a pet before you got in a relationship, or did you get the pet while you guys were together?
So both. I had a dog and he had a cat, and then we got another cat while we were together.
What is up with all these guys and cats? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Erica, are you guys still together?
Yes, we are still together. We have a daughter together too. Oh. And we're pregnant and due in October.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
You have a full house.
What was that conversation like before you guys actually moved in together? Like, was it like, hey, are we cool? Do we got to get rid of one? Like, what was that like?
No. So we moved in together like unexpectedly. And then we were just kind of like, okay, well, I have a dog, you have a cat, these are like friends, you know? And we were friends before we got together and moved in together and stuff. So,
oh, that's cool.
His cat and my dog had already hung out. And his cat is like three times bigger than my dog was.
Erica, when are you getting a parrot? When are you getting a snake? Seems like it's Animal Kingdom over there.
I really, really want a chameleon.
I can't. Okay.
Oh my God, I want a lizard too. I love that.
I really want one so bad.
Oh, girl, I want to come to your house. It's like a zoo.
You know what? But my mom, she lives out in the country and literally lives next to pretty much a zoo. So they have ducks and chickens and horses and a llama. I'm like, okay, I'm not that bad.
Nina, she likes animals, so she'd have no problem adopting you. You guys would be fine together. All right,
how do you split up who takes care of who?
Well, I take care of everybody, including him.
And that's what it is.
Isn't that what it always is?
B96.
Now it's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados make everything taste better. With Gabe and Nina on B96.
Because they do. They just do. I'm actually very excited about it.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Guys, we are on Facebook Live right now. You could check us out. Nina is at home in her house on her red couch.
I am
in studio, manning everything over here. So, again, we're on Facebook Live on B96 Chicago, so you can check us out. Let's see here. Today, Nina, we are eating avocados with...
wings. We've got wings, and this is cool. They're special flavored wings. There's one that's guava wings. There's also elote wings.
We got guava buffalo and then elote flavored wings. Now, I want to shout out real quick My good friends, Nita and Jimmy, owners of Granero. It's a really, really, really good restaurant slash nightclub in Logan Square. It's right on Milwaukee Avenue. And they actually, it's really cool. The story behind this, Nina, is very amazing, actually. So Jimmy was just a food connoisseur. He loved to go eat. He loved to do all this kind of stuff. And then one day he was like, man, I feel like I can make some wings that are delicious. So he just went out, got himself a restaurant, and put together these wings. And this is the result of it. So a big shout out to my boy Jimmy and Nita for putting this whole thing together.
So he was winging it. Get it.
I get it.
He was winging it.
So the other cool thing about this, and this is why this wing is special, is because they like did like a wing competition, and they actually won for most exotic flavored wing. So yeah, I'm excited for you to try this guava buffalo with avocado. All right, Nina. So first and foremost, why don't you go ahead and just take a bite of the regular guava wing? Again, we're online right now at B96 Chicago on Facebook. Nina, you should hold your phone.
My tripod.
You should hold your phone and cover up the speaker so that way it doesn't have feedback on it.
Hold my phone and bite at the same time. Okay. You're asking a lot right now. Okay. Hold on. All right. Now I'm getting ready to take a bite.
There you go.
I lost you. Where's the speaker?
Okay. There you go. So you're trying the wing. What do you think about it? Scale from 1 to 10. Again, we're on Facebook Live right now at B96 Chicago.
I feel like I'm frozen.
It's okay. We're on the radio. That's more important.
You guys. Wow. It tastes like vacation. Oh, wow.
Okay, so scale from 1 to 10, what do you think of the regular wing?
Dang, man. It's like a 9.5. That flavor is so good.
Okay.
All right, let me put it with this avocado. Oh, that sauce, it's got like a coconut thing to it.
All right, so now you're going to eat some avocado with the buffalo guava wing. What you got?
Okay. I'm chewing. Sorry, it's harder to chew all of this with my mouth right now. Okay. Wow. You know what? Oh, man, I was really thinking avocado was going to do this.
Did you say uh-uh?
I did. The wing by itself is better without the avocado. There's a weird... Normally, that bitter avocado aftertaste doesn't bother me, and it's usually, like, very complimentary to everything. But I just got, like, a little bit of tang at the end of that bite because of the avocado that kind of ruined the guavaness. Man. Okay.
Well, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, I'm actually showing the wings right now. Ange, can you turn on the light? We got the avocado wings. Look what they look like. This is absolutely delicious. This thing looks crazy. Let me lower this mic down. There you go, Nina. Here, Ange. All right, Ange is going to be holding the thing. I'm going to go ahead and try this. I'm going to try the elote wing.
Okay.
Let me see here. This is crazy. Let me smell it first.
They're so pretty.
Mmm.
I
just got it on my nose. All right. Mmm.
You took a good bite of that one.
Okay.
That was a big
bite. Oh, wow. If you ever tried an elote, if you don't know what that is, it's like the corn that you see a lot of street vendors put in a cup. And whenever you eat that, you think to yourself, man, this could be a meal. And once they put it on a chicken wing, you're like, oh, this is a meal.
It is a meal.
This is actually a meal. Okay.
Genius.
But I think you're absolutely right, Nina. I think the avocado kind of takes away from the deliciousness that is the wings. So,
because these flavors are so unique. Like, you need to really have that flavor in your mouth.
I got to try this guava buffalo.
It's so good. Like, it's a little sweet, but it's got like a little bite, and it kind of tastes like vacation. Yeah.
That guava is sweet. But I'll tell you this, though. When do you ever eat avocados with a wing?
I feel like if I had just like a plain barbecue wing or something like that, that the avocado would be good. Because, you know, avocado and barbecue is probably good. Or like the salt and pepper kind.
Or maybe like guacamole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guacamole and some wings, that'll be fire. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we found out the avocados do not make these wings taste better. Well,
it doesn't.
Again, if you want to check out the wings, Granero, right on Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square. A big shout out to you two. I'm super proud of what you guys are doing. First of all, you're bringing an establishment to Logan Square, a community that really needs a great wing place. You guys are doing that, and it's local, and you know how I feel about my entrepreneurs. So, again, big shout out to Jimmy and Nita for bringing these wings from Granero. But Nina, say it again one more time. Did avocados make everything taste better?
It hurts me a little bit to say this, but in this case, no.
All right. Don't forget, Friday, we take your suggestions as to what we should be eating. And then Monday morning, every Monday, we're on Facebook Live. If you didn't see the video, you can check it out right now at B96 Chicago Facebook. Gabe and Nina, B96, fresh off the heels of Avocados Make Everything Taste Better. Again, the video's online right now at B96 Chicago on our Facebook page, so make sure you check that out. Now, when we come back, I'm going to be asking Nina if a particular item, there's a festival that is going to be serving up a particular item, and I want to know if avocados can make that one taste better. What is it? We'll tell you in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's B96. All right, before I tell you what the delicacy Nina should be eating with avocados, first I want to let you know about the weather. 76 degrees currently. It's going to be in the lower 80s. But when it comes to rain, I know yesterday you were probably checking your weather map, and it said it was going to be raining all afternoon. But the opportunity, the potential for rain is going to stop right around 3 o'clock. Until then, below 20% chance. So slight chance, but it all goes away at 3 o'clock.
Well, it's kind of a nice break. Yesterday was so hot, like hot.
Yesterday, you know, it's funny. I wanted to ask this question. Maybe I'll ask it in a little bit. I was going to say, when it's hot outside, do you want to go outside or stay in? Well, maybe we'll tackle that one at 8:30. We'll see. But
okay.
First and foremost, Nina, so I want to ask you this. If there was a festival out there that doesn't exist, what would that festival be that you would want to go to? What would it be?
Oh, this is easy. A dinosaur festival. Hands down, a dinosaur festival. But the kind where, like, people dress up as their favorite dinosaurs, and then they could have different exhibits and stuff like that, like fossil digging, and then you can, like, have a party in, like, the fossils.
I just, like...
Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
Instead of put your hands up, it's put your bones up.
Yeah. put your claws up. Whatever
okay,
it is.
Okay, dinosaur one. I'm trying to think...
What would you want?
I know. I'm trying to think what mine would be. I'm sure it would have... Maybe, like, Scooter Fest. I want a bunch of scooters.
You know what?
Nina, you're hot. You got to get off the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Nina's at home, by the way. We forgot to tell you guys that.
Yeah, I'm still broadcasting from home. I should probably be back by tomorrow. But there is actually, I think, a Scooter Fest or like some type of scooter something like nationally. You should get involved. That
I didn't even
so
tell
cool.
you, Nina. I bought another scooter over the weekend.
You're lying.
I have two scooters in my backyard. I got a gray one. I got a gray one that I just bought. Shout out to my boy Todd who sold it to me in Naperville. I actually rode all the way from Naperville to my house taking side streets because obviously I couldn't take the scooter on the expressway. So
With the scooter. You rode the scooter from Naperville?
Yeah. I bought it in Naperville and I had to drive it back home. So anyway, scooter gang, if you got a scooter, holla at me. Maybe we can go cruising.
Wait, hold on. What are you doing with two scooters?
His and hers, Nina. His and hers.
You are so cute.
Scooter Fest. Don't worry. We're going to work on it. Now, the festival, Nina, that you need to be going to is Testicle Festival.
Stop it.
It's a festivus for the rest of us. Testicle Festival. What do you think they do at Testicle Festival?
I don't know. Let them all hang out. I'm not really sure.
So I guess people eat testicles all over the world.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Not me. Personally, Nina, but people do. And at this festival, there's having like delicacies from all over the world. Is that something you would go to? Would you go to Testicle Festival?
If it was somewhere that was close by, I think I would be very intrigued to see what Testicle Festival is all about.
Well, this is a real thing. Testicle Festival happens in Texas. And they said, despite the COVID-19 pandemic, the show must go on.
Oh my God.
You got to show the testicles to eat at the testicle.
Do they have like inflatable ones that are like flying so everybody knows where it is? And then like you can have a bouncy house that's like.
I mean, I'll tell you this, Nina. If you go to the testicle festival, Nina, you're nuts.
Are you the type of person that talks on your speakerphone when you're in public? Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. I ask this because this weekend, Gabe, I was telling you. I was out on my roof trying to get a little sun working on my tan because I've been super pasty.
Sounds like a hard weekend. Out on your roof, working on your tan.
Yeah, it was hard. Really, really hard. I found a nice little corner so I could have some peace focusing on my zen.
So you didn't go on your balcony though, right? This isn't on your balcony.
No, this is the roof of my building.
Okay.
Direct sunlight. So I'm up there in my little spot. I'm relaxed. I'm listening to like my music low so you can still feel the breeze and hear everything. And then all of a sudden, there's this girl also on the roof, on the other side, by the way. But I can hear her. She's having a conversation on her phone. It started off normal, like anybody. I'm not bothered by people just talking on their phone, but she hits the speakerphone. So now everybody on the roof is hearing about Sarah and Bobby's relationship and about how her friend just got their nails done. And I'm laying there in my piece. I'm like, why are we doing this? Why is there?
What was your biggest complaint about the fact that she was on speakerphone?
I didn't need to hear what the other girl had to say. Like, it's like you're in on this whole entire conversation. Yeah. It's kind of juicy. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, do I really need to be a part of that?
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously you've used speakerphone billion times, right?
Sure. So like, not in public.
Oh, okay. So that's your thing. You shouldn't use speakerphone in public.
Well, because at no point did she even tell her friend that, hey, you're on speakerphone, so all of my neighbors that don't know you can hear you right now. You know, like when you're driving in the car, like even for you, for example, your phone is connected to the car, right? So if, you know, Nicole calls and I'm in the car, you're like, hey, Nicole, Nina's in the car. Like you give somebody a heads up. This girl is just talking. Her friend doesn't know. Everybody's hearing. It's just, what is happening right now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think there's definitely moments where speakerphone, I mean, obviously... Why do people use the speakerphone? Like, why do we use it? Because you don't want to put the phone up to your head because you get, like, cancer or something like that?
I mean, I've used it in the bathroom, like, not while I'm going to the bathroom, like, while I'm doing my hair or putting on makeup. Like, I'll put on speakerphone so I can be hands-free.
Okay, here's what I would love right now. The phone number to B96 is 877-591-9696. You're listening to the story and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, that's annoying. I'm trying to get my suntan. I'm trying to be in my zen space. And I'm hearing about how Bobby is cheating on Jessica. Right?
Sarah.
But let me ask you this. When is it inappropriate to pull out your speakerphone? Because we all do it. I mean, I feel like I use the speakerphone all the time. I just don't want to put the phone up to my ear. I don't know why. Why don't I want to put the phone up to my ear? Anyway.
Do you do it in front of other people?
Yeah. I do it all the time. All right. 877-591-9696. When is it inappropriate to use a speakerphone, but more importantly, when are you using it and you think it's okay? Are you at the gym? Are you at your mom's house? Are you getting a suntan on Nina's rooftop? All right. 877-591-9696. Nina couldn't get a suntan because she couldn't find her zen. So you're out in public and you see somebody with their, you know, using their speakerphone. Is that annoying to you or is it no big deal? 877-591-9696. Let's talk to Ian. Ian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. So if you were like Nina, who was on her rooftop.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very funny to listen to anybody else's conversations in general. But, I mean, if you're a part of it, I'll be a part of it.
Ian's on speakerphone right now,
and we hate it, Ian. I'm telling you right now, we hate it that you're on speakerphone. Thanks for the call, though. I know you said it's annoying. I mean, the reality is just that, right? I mean, even when you call into B96, I mean, we constantly are telling people, hey, take us off of Bluetooth, take us off of the speaker, because it just doesn't sound the same. So there you go, Nina. There's an opportunity, or there's a moment when I think it's annoying, when people are calling up the radio station.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like sometimes, though, I get tempted when you see somebody that's on speakerphone in that sense, like having the conversation. Don't you just get tempted to just kind of chime in? I felt like I could almost join the conversation at that point.
You know what I think? I hate it when people are on speakerphone and, like, they're flexing on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, what? What you mean you're not going to deposit my $10,000 into my bank account? And you're like, wait, what? Yeah. You're lying. Are you?
Right.
And then the person's, like, having the conversation with them. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What are some other times, Nina, that you feel like... speakerphone, it's inappropriate to be on speakerphone.
Other times?
Grocery stores? What do you think about that?
Oh, grocery stores? Look, transit. Remember, I used to like be like on the subway or whatever on the trains and stuff, and there are people are just there, but that's FaceTime and speakerphone. So now you can see the person and hear the whole conversation.
Like if you got headphones on and you're on FaceTime, I don't mind. But you're right. If it's so loud and it's distracting, I'm trying to think of other moments. Like why would you be on speakerphone?
Walking down the street. That happens all the time.
All the time. Why do people do that?
I don't know, because they're being lazy. You just don't want to hold the phone to your ear. Either that or you're showing off.
Because that's the worst. I'm telling you, there's nothing worse.
People love you. You're on the phone.
Than actually having your phone 4 inches from your mouth. And then you're like, what? I can't believe this. And you're like, dude, just literally turn the phone like 42 degrees and put it on your ear. So that way, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Crowded bars. Remember that? Like crowded bars people would do and it's already loud. What are you doing?
What was the end result of the conversation, Nina? What did they end up saying?
Oh, that she was going to call her later to tell her what happened with Bobby.
I think this is why you shouldn't use speakerphones because people are nosy. I feel like that's like the number one song played in my house. It gets sang to my baby all the time. My girl loves it.
Nugs.
Gabe and Nina on B96. Now, that's where the peace is, inside of my house. Now, where it's not peaceful is outside in these streets, Nina. Nina's broadcasting live from home today. How are you feeling over there, actually?
Peaceful, actually. Thank you for asking.
that's exactly what we're talking about. It's because you don't got to deal with the mask drama, Nina.
None of it.
Now,
today.
Here's the thing. This is how I feel, right? It's like, first of all, I don't care about if you're Republican or Democrat, I don't care if you like masks or if you hate masks, if you don't want to wear them or you think people should, I don't care. But what I do care about is when you take your opinion of whatever it might be and put it into open air and public space, because then now it becomes an issue for everyone, right? Because now you've created this violence for no apparent reason, okay? And majority of the time when we see things in the news, Nina, regarding masks, it's always the person who is not wearing a mask who's trying to, like, create some riot or something like that, yep. Right? Oh, this person's inside of a fast food restaurant, you know, trying to fight with somebody because they didn't have a mask on. As a matter of fact, a story's been going viral. There's a nurse on the train station here in Chicago that was on a train, a nurse, a male nurse, who got into a fight with a passenger who was complaining that they didn't want to wear a mask and they felt it was stupid. And obviously the nurse is like, bro, you should have your mask on. And then they end up fighting. Like, the video's gone viral right now. It's happening. Now, in this particular instance, that's my point, because it's not just the people that don't want to wear masks that are fighting with others. It's also the people who are wearing masks because they're pushing their opinion on everybody as well, right? So with this particular instance, this couple was eating food just like a picnic. How romantic. And this woman was wearing a mask and got so upset at these people, she did something that was extremely malicious.
What are you doing? You cannot be serious. You just maced him. You just maced him and their food because you disagreed. Don't worry, I'm videotaping.
That is not okay.
Not okay.
Wait, I'm confused. What happened?
Yeah. So this couple was, like I said 2 seconds ago, this couple was eating their picnic. They're doing a picnic, right. Eating some food, chilling, right. On the thing, weren't wearing any masks because they were isolated by themselves. And a woman approaches them and is like, you guys need to have your masks on. Obviously, an argument ensued. The woman pulls out mace, maces the people and their food. Like, let's just think about that for a second. You cannot, this is America, right? You cannot force your opinion down people's throats, whatever it might be. Like, it's okay to disagree with people. And listen, I'm a firm believer that you should wear masks. I think in public spaces, like where you're around other people, you should be wearing your masks, right? But I'm not gonna pull out my damn mace and shoot you with it because you don't have your mask on. You know what I'm gonna do? Walk on the other side of the street so that way I don't have to come in contact with you. I'm gonna avoid you. I'm not gonna try to actually create some kind of confrontation. I mean, it's just extremely disappointing in the human race.
It's sad just to see how some people are empowered to be the police like that. Like, I just don't understand how there's no common decency. Like, what does that even mean? Like,
Yeah, and on both sides,
it's
Nina.
It's infuriating.
Yeah, it's infuriating because it's on both sides, right? I mean, that was the woman who was wearing a mask, telling people to wear one. But like you said, it's also the other people that don't wear a mask. You said it yourself when you went to South Dakota, people were looking at you crazy when you had a mask on.
But they weren't wearing a mask because they were in a secluded area having a picnic. Like, if they're out in different spaces, but even then, why are you getting in people's faces just to put yourself in a situation where you got more saliva and stuff flowing in the air, even with masks on, yelling at people?
I think the important thing is, listen, you can have your opinion, right? And you can actively participate in that opinion by wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, where you pose a problem, guys. And we say this all the time, work hard. The other half of that is
be good.
So there's no need for you to incite violence or try to stir up a thing just to make someone agree with your opinion. This is America. And more often than not, that's not going to work. All right. So it's just a friendly reminder that whether you are wearing masks, whether you're not wearing masks and you have your strong opinion about it, don't engage in violence. That's just not where it's at.
You know what we need more of? More smizing, because you can't see the smiles on the streets now, but you know when you're smiling with the eyes. So
exactly.
You make sure you're smizing at everybody, because we need a lot of that.
All right, you're going to be smizing in just a little bit. When we come back right after the 9 o'clock top of the hour, we're going to hit you with the baby daddy check-in. We also got some throwback trivia. And of course, Nina at 9:30. That's all on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's B96.
Are you ready to protect your zen, your peace this week? It's time for Nina at 9:30, which is little tidbits about life. We're here to give you advice, or I should say I am. And on Mondays, I transform into Nina Star. I've been talking to the stars, and what you should be focusing on this week is just that, yourself. We are officially in Leo season. It's about being true to your visions and your values. And the best way to stay focused on that is to protect your energy. And this weekend, actually, it's pretty funny. I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I was like, hey guys, want to see what I keep in my pocket all the time? And I pulled out my imaginary scissors because we were talking about people with bad energy and how to protect yourself from that. And I was like, look, I've got these ready to cut at any given time, because sometimes you got to cut ties with the energy that is just getting in your way.
All I see in my mind right now is Joey from Full House. And he's like, cut it out. That's what I picture you doing right now.
I mean, I was. I took out my fingers and I was like, look at these scissors, guys. Don't be afraid to use them. Even if it's temporary, sometimes you got to step away from people that are just not healthy for you in a moment. And I know it gets, it's a hard thing to do.
Easier said than done, Nina.
I understand that. I'm just saying to be empowered to choose yourself in those moments, if you can. And that's what this week is all about. Our Leo season is in full effect. I'm a proud Leo, so let me tell you, this power and energy is strong. I mean, you can do it. So that's Nina Starr's influence for you today on Nina at 9:30. Weekdays, 9:30. You never know what you're going to get, but I promise you it will be useful. Nina at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.